Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Paul Enos joins us. He's the CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association, here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Located in the heart of Carson City, the Bank Saloon, a historic watering hole with a modern feel. With a variety of classic cocktails featuring Nevada spirits, space for private events, conferences, and an incredible atmosphere. The Bank Saloon offers a great location to work and play. Come visit us. Located at the corner of 5th and Carson. We'll save you a drink.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
When in Carson City, Nevada Newsmakers records in the conference room at the Bank Saloon. Coverage of the 2021 Nevada legislative session is brought to you by Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Ahern Rentals is ready for your next project. Liberty Dental Plan, making members shine one smile at a time. And Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to be joined by Paul Enos. He is the CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association, which is the home for Nevada Newsmakers when we are Reno. And thank you so much for being our host for that. So let's start out, Paul, right away with talking about what one think would not affect Nevada, but the whole incident in the Suez Canal and what that backup is going to mean for the supply chains.
Sure. You know, Sam, it's really interesting. I mean, the Suez Canal, that has some pretty big impacts on Europe, on Africa, on Asia, but we are seeing a shortage of container boxes, you know, that's partially caused by the backup in the Suez Canal. You know, but one thing I think we all need to be really cognizant of is a lot of these supply chains are very tenuous. You know, right now we're having a shortage in semiconductors because there was a fire at a semiconductor plant in Japan. We have a plastic and fuel shortage because of some of the refineries that happened in Texas. You know, I'm very proud to say that the trucking industry is probably the most resilient part of the supply chain. And a big reason is because we are decentralized. You know, the trucking companies are typically very small. The average number of trucking companies is 4. So I'm blessed to be able to represent small businesses. Because of that decentralization, our folks can be nimble and act quickly to some of these changes. But it is really interesting to see what happens when you have log jams like the Suez Canal, like the semiconductor fire in Japan, like the big freeze in Texas that, you know, is hurting our refining capacity that we get both fuel and plastics from. So, you know, as public policy is made, I think we need to be really cognizant about, you know, when we talk about infrastructure, redundancy, decentralization, maybe onshoring some of these essential components that we need. I mean, I think those are all discussions that serious people in our government need to have.
All right, so you brought up a whole bunch of issues there. The first one I would guess is manufacturing in terms of things like computer chips. Do you see those businesses returning to the United States because we need them, because we can't rely on other places around the world? For example, lithium. We can't rely on China to produce lithium for us.
Well, and that's very true, Sam. I mean, I think one of the things that we've seen over the last couple of years is we did have some of that stuff coming on shore. I don't know what is going to happen in the next few years. I mean, I think a big part of tax reform was how can we get some of these businesses to bring their capital, to bring their money and invest it in the United States of America. I think that's something that everybody, regardless of what political party you are, would like to see. You know, really, Sam, in terms of things like lithium and nickel and cobalt, we have not done a great job in this country of strategically securing a lot of those mineral resources. You know, China, they always talk about China having the long view, right? The 100-year view of things that we don't have as much over here. China has done a phenomenal job, and they have the Belt and Road Initiative that we've heard about for the last decade, where they are going out, they are partnering with countries in Asia, in South America, in Africa, and they are securing a lot of those resources to the point where lithium, you know, we've got, let's call it two lithium mines in this country. Both are here in the Silver State, thankfully, but China still controls 70% of that resource. So as we start moving forward to transferring not all of our mobility yet, but a share of it to electric vehicles, you know, we are going to see some of those issues in terms of, do we have those mineral resources to be able to sustain that kind of mobility? Do we have the lithium? Do we have the cadmium? Do we have the nickel? Do we have the cobalt? Or do we have those strategic partnerships? You know, a lot of people laughed at President Trump when he talked about buying Greenland from Denmark. I thought that was one of the most inspired things I had heard one of our country's leaders talk about in a long time, because they are rich in resources. And really, I think that's the kind of long-term thinking that is ultimately going to strengthen our country, that's going to strengthen our economy, that is going to allow us to make that move away from hydrocarbons towards electric vehicles. So we just need to be smart and strategic about it, and, you know, take a longer view than we seem to have in recent history.
You know, and the Department of Defense has now gotten involved in this, because these are now essential minerals for national security. So American Battery Recycling Plant in Fernley just got a major grant to be able to help them move forward. And it seems like, you know, at least if the Department of Defense is interested, then, you know, potentially something is going to happen there. Let me ask you about the containers, because I think a lot of people were surprised to hear that there was a container shortage. Was this just a reaction to what happened with COVID, to where Americans made runs on different kinds of products like toilet paper and things like that, and have purchased all kinds of additional goods with the funds that they got from the federal government?
Let's talk about containers. So, sure. You know, what do you put in containers? Containers are typically things that are being imported into the United States or exported out. So a container, it's intermodal is the term of the trucking type of operation. And that means that container can go on a boat, on a train, or on a truck. So, you know, it's very versatile. So when we're getting things from Asia and other places around the world, those things, those imports are going to go on containers. We have seen a huge logjam at some of our largest ports in the country. LA Long Beach, 6 weeks ago, they had 190,000 truckloads waiting out there in San Pedro Bay to be unloaded. Now they've broken some of that log jam, but we're still not to the point where we're able to get all of those products that are on those containers onto the shelves. You may have noticed a bit of a dearth of Easter products, you know, when you go to your favorite retailer, or your spring garden stuff. A lot of that stuff was still sitting on container ships. Now, some of that has broken a little bit, but you know, once again, when we look at infrastructure, we tend to just look at little pieces of it and tend to get a little myopic. You know, when you think about how, you know, once again, tenuous these supply chains can be, we need to have it all working. You know, we need to have the ports working to be able to get those ships unloaded. We need to have the trucks and the number of truck drivers that we do to be able to move that product into our store shelves. So it's a really complicated process. And, you know, honestly, on my side, on the side of the trucking industry, we have been able to react really quickly over this last year and be able to get things to where they needed to be. And a lot of that had to do with government saying, you know what, we are gonna get out of the way. First time in history, hours of service rules went away. We probably have another 6 weeks of that hours of service suspension before it gets rolled back a little bit, you know, in terms of getting, you know, our medical supplies to our first responders, all the things in the grocery stores. That's originally why we had that waiver put in place. When it happened, Sam, there was no way I would tell you that we'd still be here over a year from now, but hey, here we are.
Let me ask you, in talking about the ports, last week, Rob Hooper put out a piece in the Nevada Independent about inland ports, and this is something that he and I have talked about over the last few years. Do you think that this is a potential solution that would help the trucking industry as well as the country, and is it a good idea for Nevada?
You know, Sam, I think it's all part of it. You know, one of the problems that we've had in Nevada in terms of inland ports is getting rail service here. You know, why is that? Typically, rail works at long distances with non-time sensitive freight, right? You don't want to put a load of pigs on a train that's over a mile long or a load of cows. So you want to put your heavy, non-time sensitive commodities on those trains, usually for distances over 500 or 750 miles. You know, some folks are even saying 1,000. When you look at where the rail companies have made a tremendous amount of investment out here in the West, it bypasses Nevada. You have Lathrop down in Stockton, that rail ramp. You've got the rail ramp in Salt Lake City that bypasses Nevada. So, you know, while it could be a solution just from a logistical point of view, it's always been difficult to get rail to come and look at the Silver State as a place to put their operations, you know, in a big inland port sense that would really take some of the pressure off those other means of transportation.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll get to infrastructure right after this timeout.
Tamarack Casino is giving away two Mercedes-Benz during the $125,000 Benz or Cash giveaways. Plus, players get 5x points on video reels every Friday. Win two Mercedes-Benz now through May at Tamarack Casino.
Hi, I'm Renee Summerauer, digital news anchor here at 7@7. Watch our streaming nonstop newscast immediately with your mobile phone. 7@7 is the new way for you to get every bit of local news you need in just 7 minutes. Breaking news, local neighborhood news, weather, and sports are just a click away. Reporters bring you all of what's happening in the Valley. From Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, YouTube, and more. Get every bit of local news you need from the RJ and LVRJ.com.
Serving Our Kids Foundation's mission is to serve homeless, at-risk, and food insecure children in grades K through 8 throughout Southern Nevada. During the pandemic, Serving Our Kids has seen a 42% increase in the number of children served, providing more than 4,500 meals to kids in over 100 schools weekly. Serving Our Kids is powered by community support and volunteers. To learn how you can help, visit servingourkids.org.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
Tamarack Casino is giving away two Mercedes-Benz during the $125,000 Benz or Cash Giveaways. Plus, players get 5x points on video reels every Friday. Win two Mercedes-Benz now through May at Tamarack Casino.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Paul Enos. He is the CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association. So it looks like we are going to get a massive infrastructure bill, depending on what way you want to define it. But the important part is that there will be billions of dollars, hopefully, if this passes, for roads, bridges, etc. What do you think about it, and what are your goals, both for the nation as a trucking industry, but also specifically for the state of Nevada?
You know, well, Sam, I think, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Nevada in terms of our infrastructure. Our NDOT here has been absolutely phenomenal in terms of maintaining the infrastructure that we have. We had the number one rating of bridges in the country, which is pretty phenomenal when you consider the amount of bridges that are 50 years or older. So, you know, that is a good thing. Going back east, traveling back there, definitely have a lot more challenges than we do here in the Silver State. But here in Nevada, what are some of those things that we want to see? One of the issues that our folks have is route redundancy. If a road is closed because of construction, you could be going 700 miles out of your way to be able to get that freight from point A to point B, you know, where it may take, 3 hours on a normal day. If you have to take a circuitous route, it may take 6, it may take 10. So I think we need to start looking at some of the things like Interstate 11. Interstate 11 could be that redundant route for I-5, which when you look at California, that is the artery of the Golden State. That road is absolutely essential to get their economy going. Something happens there to have that alternative route as I-11, you know, probably on the western side of Nevada where 95 is, would make a lot of sense. So when we tend to look at what we want here, you know, I'm not just looking at Nevada, but I want to look at how it's going to have an impact on infrastructure as a whole. Our most important route in the Silver State is I-15 in California that gets folks to Las Vegas. That is the most important route. If you ask folks in California, hey, what's your most important road? They're going to tell you it's I-5. I think we need to start looking at our highways, our road system, and start identifying those corridors that have regional or national significance, and maybe have a greater investment in some of those places. Because if you're a California legislator and you're looking at where to spend the limited amount of dollars that you have, I-15 probably isn't going to be there, especially when you're competing with some of those other corridors that make a lot more sense to the folks that live in those states.
What about Arizona's thoughts on I-11? Because obviously Nevada has been very excited. We've built a portion of it in Southern Nevada already. But is Arizona as enthusiastic about completing I-11 as we are?
Well, I think they see having that north-south route that, you know, would ultimately hit Phoenix as a good thing. You know, that's, to me, Sam, I honestly, I can't tell you, you know, if that's their number one priority. I mean, I'll tell you, you know, I-15 for Arizona is, you know, even less of a priority than it is for the folks in California. That's their most expensive stretch of road. That's one that they talk about tolling all the time. You know, but in terms of I-11, you know, that's something that we really want to have happen in Nevada. You know, when I talk to my colleagues in Arizona, usually it's about, hey, what are we going to do with I-15?
All right, let's take another break. We'll come back and we'll take a look at the legislature as it meets here in Carson City. We'll be right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
When in Carson City, Nevada Newsmakers records in the conference room at the Bank Saloon. Coverage of the 2021 Nevada legislative session is brought to you by Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Ahern Rentals is ready for your next project. Liberty Dental Plan, making members shine one smile at a time. And Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Paul Enos. He is the CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association. So whether it's infrastructure or needing truckers, is the answer some kind of redoing of our immigration rules to allow us to bring in more people to be able to do the work? Because it seems like even with unemployment, We've been struggling in Nevada to keep up with construction, let alone trucking. I mean, both industries are in dire need of more people.
Well, you know, Sam, let me tell you something. In terms of immigrants, we have a tremendous amount of immigrants that are in the trucking industry today. And a lot of those folks are owner-operators, independent drivers. They like to have the freedom to go buy their own truck, own their own business, and then be able to work for 10 or 11 months out of the year and take a month or two off to be able to go back home and, you know, see the people that they loved, the people that they left behind, and still have that connection there. You know, I'm not sure if, you know, a wholesale change of the immigration laws is something that would benefit us or not, but I will tell you, today, the trucking industry has quite a few immigrants that we employ. And once again, a lot of those people are their own bosses. They're operating their own businesses. It's your independent contractor, your owner operator, independent driver. And we love those folks because they really help take the pressure off a lot of our trucking companies when we do need that increased capacity. When we do need that increase in loads that are being moved, instead of going out and buying a new truck or finding a new driver, our owner operators are that relief valve for logistics here in this country.
All right, but you're still struggling to get more people to join the trucking industry as drivers, correct?
We're struggling in a lot of ways, Sam, for recruitment of drivers. So to be a truck driver, you need to be 21 years old. So it's a little difficult to get somebody who isn't college or military bound out of high school to think about the trucking industry as a career because, hey, when you're 18 years old, 3 years is a long way off. I mean, I remember being 18, 21 seemed like forever, although that was for other reasons. We're having an issue finding drivers because passing a drug test. We've actually finally had some visibility on this issue over the last year or so. Started January 6, 2020. We have a drug and alcohol clearinghouse. So every truck driver is required to be part of this clearinghouse. And when they get a positive test, they're flagged and they can no longer drive. What we would see before this happened, Sam, is a driver would test positive for a substance, and they would be able to go and get a job with another trucking company without completing that return to duty process. That has now changed with this Drug and Alcohol Clearinghouse. Before that, Sam, I would have told you, hey, drug and alcohol isn't a problem in our industry. You know, I look at the violations in the state of Nevada, never got out of the single digits. Today, we have lost over 64,000 drivers who have been popped for a positive drug test. 34,018, and that number is from February, have been popped for marijuana. We don't have state data yet, but it'll be really interesting to see if there is a correlation with your states that have legalized marijuana like Nevada does, and if we do have an increase in those drivers here. I will tell you, talking to some of our truck driving schools, in fact, one that just left, they told me one of their rationales for leaving the Silver State was 2/3 of their applicants could not pass a drug test.
Boy, that's a pretty shocking number. That's where we have to leave it, my friend. Come back before end of session because there's lots more to talk about. I got a list of like 20 more topics.
Hey, Sammy, always good talking to you. Good to see you, and safe travels out of the capital city.
Thank you, sir, and we'll be right back.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers on television, radio, audio and video, podcasts, and YouTube. We'll see you on the next broadcast coming to you from Carson City. See you then.